Welcome back to our first intermission. Kelly Schultz with you alongside Amber Frickland, associate head coach for the BSU Beaver women's hockey team. In your fourth year as associate head coach, ninth season of coaching at BSU and Bemidji State's all-time leading scorer with 122 points. First of all, welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Talk about your career at BSU. Obviously, you had some success back from 2000 to 2003. How much have you seen the game grow?
Oh, it's crazy. The talent level and just what women's hockey is today is it's so much different than it was. And it wasn't that long ago. I like to think it was long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. You know, the opportunity to play when women's hockey first started collegiately in Minnesota in the WCHA is pretty special. And looking back on those years, you know, the friendships that you make and the experiences that you have and what you learn by being on a team are all things that, you know, you carry in your life throughout your life. And so it was a great time. Looking back upon it, it's just really thankful to have those experiences and that opportunity.
And now you're coaching Bemidji State, your alma mater. You couldn't ask for a better gig, could you?
No, it's very, it's funny. It's just how it works, you know, just growing up at the right time in Minnesota, having the opportunity to play high school hockey, and then being in the right time in the right place to play collegiate hockey, and then always knowing that I, you know, wanted to be a teacher and a coach, and then having the opportunity to come back as a coach of the team that you played for is obviously pretty special.
You hold that record, 122 points, all-time leading scorer for the Beavers. How nice would it be to see somebody break that record?
That's the hope. You want to. I would love to see someone do that, obviously, and be on the staff for that. So hopefully someone can do that here pretty soon, because that will mean that we'll have a lot of team success.
What has been your favorite memory from your playing days?
My playing days, I would have to say, is just the friendships and the experiences of getting to play hockey. It's something that I grew up and loved and actually never even thought I had the opportunity to play after I left high school. So I think the overall experience of what hockey brings to your life.
How old were you when you first put on skates?
You know, probably, you know, 4 or 5 years old, I would imagine.
When did you start playing organized hockey?
I was in fourth grade. I started playing with the boys.
After BSU, you played a year with the Whitecaps. That was before they were with the National Women's Hockey League. What was that like, 2006 to 2007?
You know, I was doing a lot of things. I was teaching. I was coaching. I was going to school to get my master's, and I was playing with the Whitecaps. You know, there was I don't think I played in a lot of games with them, but it was fun, the opportunities that I did have to play with them. And it was, like I said, a lot of the people I played with were people I grew up with or knew of. And so that was a good experience for that short time.
Did you get to play alongside the Broat sisters?
I think Winnie was playing at the time. I believe she was. But at that time, there were so many of us that were kind of in and out. But it was just a great experience. You know, looking at where the Whitecaps are today, it's pretty cool to see that.
Your favorite opponent to play against when you were in your playing days?
I have to say our rival at the time was probably Ohio State.
Favorite now as a coach, your favorite opponent?
Maybe UMD. It might be UMD. And again, kind of one of those rivalries going right now.
Each of you coaches have a different role with Bemidji State women's hockey. You take care of the penalty kill and the forwards. First of all, your forward squad this year has been stacked with talent. Your top two lines have a ton of points. What's been kind of the key to getting those lines together and finding the right chemistry?
You know, it's just a matter of doing things in practice that mimic game-like situations. Obviously, reps, you know, finding people that complement each other and their skills. And then just, I'm a big believer in keeping things simple. And so, yeah, I think our players go out there and do the hard work. And it's certainly not easy to score in our league. But I think over the last few years, we've really have done a great job of creating offense and possessing the puck and using our speed to our ability.
Take us back to last Saturday night when your team beat number one then-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, 3-2 win. It's a lot of goals against Wisconsin. What was that like for you as a coach?
It was very exciting. Just really proud of our team's effort. You know, we had a great game on Friday night, and hockey's a funny game. Sometimes you can play a great game but still lose on the scoreboard. And so just to see that effort coming back Saturday, working hard, believing in themselves, coming out with a win was pretty cool.
Your penalty kill's been pretty good this year, as it always is. Talk about what it is about your penalty kill. What's kind of your, I don't want to ask you what your secret is, because obviously you don't want to put that out there, but what's been the key to the PK success?
I would say the secret is that to keep it simple and just getting the players to believe themselves. We focus on what we need to do. We know other teams' tendencies, but we focus on really what we should do. And I think our players just go out there and they take it as an opportunity to, as a challenge, as they're going to outwork the other team. And so credit to our players for how hard they work and for blocking shots constantly. And so I think all the credit goes to the players and what they do when they go out there.
Amber, for you, you've seen a lot of great hockey games here as a coach. Do you have a favorite or one that sticks out?
I would say the game that we played here in Duluth and that we won in the third game. That was a pretty special win for our program, and we came here and beat the Bulldogs. And I'm not sure that had happened before. So that was a pretty special game. I try to stay pretty calm and cool on the bench, but I'm pretty sure I was jumping up and down. So,
what's it going to take to beat the Bulldogs here today?
You know, keeping it simple, playing our game. I thought we played well yesterday. So keeping it simple, getting pucks on net, and just believing in each other and believing in themselves.
Amber, thanks so much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.